Right, we're connected. Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com. We're live. It's Sunday morning. 28th April 2024. We're going to talk about Russia. We're going to talk about war. The war with Russia. America's already at war with Russia. The United States is at war against Russia, whether you wish it to be so or not. We're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about the illusion of democracy. The utter illusion of we the people. We don't have, ain't nobody, there ain't no we the people that has power. We vote and nothing changes. We vote, they don't like it. They steal the elections. We vote, they don't like it. They flood the country with illegals. We vote, they don't like it. They make up votes from God knows where. We vote, they don't like it. They get a court to change it. We vote, they don't like it. They invent catastrophes. They invent calamities. They invent crises. They invent emergencies. Oh, we can't do that because we have an emergency now. We have global warming now. We have, we have a COVID epidemic now. So we have an emergency, and that trumps, bad word, that supersedes the Constitution of the United States. We don't care what your Constitution says. There's an emergency. So the First Amendment goes out the window because it's fake news and you're killing people. The Second Amendment goes out the window because it's an emergency and you know, you just can't have weapons because it's an emergency. The Fourth Amendment goes out the window because you don't understand if we don't suspend the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, the right to privacy and our own person and effects, well, then the bad people will take over. The sad thing is people don't care. Literally, people don't care. Christians don't care. Christians don't care. Christians couldn't care less. I'm so unimpressed with the Christian church. I'm so unimpressed with the evangelicals. I'm so unimpressed with a biblical worldview of these people. Say, oh, I have a biblical worldview. The Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson is the perfect example of an evangelical American Christian. He's so proud of himself. Oh, God has raised me up. I have a biblical worldview. He looks so cute and clean in his little dress, his little suit that he wears. He's the perfect example of American evangelical Christianity, and he's worthless. First thing he does is he bows down and he grovels before the synagogue of Satan. First thing he does, he bows down and he grovels before Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats in the Senate. Oh, I have secret information, and we got to give $60 billion to the Jew, Zelensky. Come on, folks, let's wake up. Grow up. Grow up. Stop saying you can't say this and you can't say that. That's why we're in the hell we're in, because nobody can say anything. Oh, well, you can't say that. Somebody might get offended. Yeah, how about God getting offended? Why are we more concerned about the homosexual being offended and the Jew being offended than offending the truth and offending Jesus Christ? Why? Because we're cowards. And we're as worthless as Mike Johnson, the Republican Speaker of the House. Worthless. Oh, I just, you know, that's not very Christian of you, Fritz, to say that. You just can't be mean all the time. Dude, you have no idea what mean is. You have no idea what you think I'm mean. Jesus Christ is not a nice guy. He's not a nice guy. He's not a Mike Johnson. Jesus Christ is not a Mike Johnson. Jesus Christ is more like Genghis Khan. He's a king of kings. And he will slaughter those who won't bow down before him. Luke 19:27. Oh, Fritz, you know, Christianity is about love and forgiveness. There's nobody that preached more about hell than Jesus Christ. Nobody. Not the prophets, not the angry prophets. John the Beloved. It was Jesus Christ that preached about hell, about being tortured. And oh, Jesus would never torture. Yes, he would, and yes, he will. His angels are going to take the cowards, you, Mike Johnson. Revelation 21, I think it's verse 8. The first people that go to hell are the cowards. Well, they'll be tortured for eternity. Jesus Christ gave a story about the poor dude that died. He's laying down at the... He's on the ground, and the dogs are licking his sores. I mean, he had a short and miserable life. Guy goes to heaven. He's sitting there with Abraham. But life is good. He's got food. He's got water. He's got, you know, nice. Everything's great. And then there's this dude, a rich man, a Bill Gates. He's down there burning alive in hell. Burning alive in hell. This is the story that Jesus Christ taught. He's burning alive in hell forever. And there's no redemption for him. There's no crossing that boundary. There's no crossing that border. You think I'm hard? I'm a Mike Johnson compared to Jesus Christ. I'm a Mike Johnson compared to Jesus Christ. What does that make Mike Johnson? First thing he does is he bows down and he grovels before the synagogue of Satan. And he gives the Antichrist forces everything they want. That's the condition of the he's a perfect metaphor for the evangelical church in the United States of America. Oh, he's so proud of himself. I'm a Christian, and I have a biblical worldview. And you're worthless. You're worthless. You're worthless. You don't got a spine. You don't even know what you believe in. You're going to look pretty. You're going to look pretty. Oh, and you're going to get along with Satan and his children. And you think Christianity is getting along with Satan. You think Christianity is getting along with the children of the devil. That's the condition. Mike Johnson, you're a perfect metaphor for the Christian church in the United States of America. You're literally worthless. And you're so impressed with yourself. And you're good for nothing to be tossed out and trampled underfoot by the wicked. And that's what's gone on with you. That's what's gone on with the evangelical church. That's what's gone on with the mainstream churches. You're worthless. Catholic Church too. Pope's going to hell. Pope's going to hell. He's out there consorting with demons and Jews and Muslims and atheists, homosexuals. Oh, Fritz, you just need to be a little more tolerant. I need to be less. I'm not radicalized enough. I'm not radical enough. I'm not half as radical as I need to be. I put up a short piece this morning, a couple minutes. I said, what do you owe to people who use their billions of dollars and the power of the United States government to genocide people? What do you owe them? Do you owe them a day in court? Do you owe them a day in court where they can, I don't know, they can have, you know, 6 years to file pretrial motions and 6 years to run out the statute of limitation and 16 years to hide all the evidence? What do you owe those people? What do you owe them? Do you owe them their day in court? Did you get a day in court when they jammed that vaccine down you that left you brain dead? That left you crippled, that killed members of your family, that left young men and young women unable to bear children. It's all coming out. It's coming out. It's all coming out. Big study in Canada. Massive fertility loss amongst those that have been jabbed with the jab. Massive decline in fertility in Canada. Studies proven by those who got the COVID vaccine. Did you have a choice to take that thing? Or they said, you know what, if you don't take it, we're going to fire you from your job. And you're going to get deplatformed, demonetized. I had people I knew well. They said, if you don't take the jab and you get sick, we shouldn't give you any health care. I got a question for Fauci and Bill Gates, all he's pushing, and all the Jewish presidents of these pharmaceutical companies, and the politicians that made it happen. Why should you get a day in court? We didn't get a day in court. We didn't get a day in court for having that vaccine jammed down our throats. Why should you get a day in court? How about street justice? Did we get a day in court? I got. There's videos of servicemen being pinned down and stabbed with a jabber. Did they get a day in court? Bill Gates, maybe you shouldn't get a day in court either. Maybe we'll pin you down, string you up. Fauci, all the government bureaucrats, all the cowardly, spineless bureaucrats that use their power and influence to force this on people. And it's coming out. All these childhood vaccines, all they're doing is making kids sicker and sicker and sicker. ADHD, eczema, allergies, childhood crib deaths. You poison people and they die. Why should you get your day in court? Why should you get your day in court? You're not gonna. Why should you get a day in court? And you steal elections. You throw people in jail for having a mostly peaceful protest. Why should you get your day in court? Why should you get your day in court? Coming out, the United States is secretly shipping, they call it TACMs. It's a sophisticated missile system that they can fire from Ukraine and destroy Russian oil refineries and destroy Russian ships and destroy this and that, the other thing. We sent M1 tanks to them. We sent Bradley fighting vehicles. We're sending TACM missiles. We're sending Patriot missile defense systems. We're sending billions of dollars, many billions of which get funneled off into graft so that Zelensky the Jew and his cohort can set up their dachas and their houses on the Mediterranean. And our vets are living under the bridge. Our vets are living under the bridge. If the United States withdrew money from Ukraine, the war would stop. We'd save lots of lives, lots of young, white, Christian lives. Oh no, we're going there. Why do you think the Jews in the State Department and Zelensky the Jew have no concern for the lives of the Ukrainians and the Russians are being destroyed in this war? Why? Because that's what they have sought for centuries now. And they're open about it. They seek the genocide of the white and Christian race. They say it in their own literature. This is just another moment of time when they're doing genocides safely and legally and with the support of the American people. Wave after wave after wave of young, white, Christian, and Russian, and Ukrainian men slaughtering each other for no purpose. Think Zelensky can go to the front line? You think Zelensky would die for his country? You think that Jew... Zelensky, as far as Zelensky's concerned, he's a Jew. He's not even a Ukrainian. You want to know what made me sick to my stomach? Looking at the United States Congress waving Ukrainian flags. Our country's bankrupt. Wake up. Our country's bankrupt. Morally, spiritually, politically, financially... Who's going to take over? Well, they've already taken over, so let's put it that way. The Jews have already taken over. Oh, Fritz, I can't believe you're saying that. But you know what? You know what's really amazing? You know what amazes me? It's how little we can actually say without getting scolded or fired from our jobs. In a free country, it's amazing to me how little we can say without getting scolded at the very best, or at the worst, fired from our jobs. Because you can't say that. That's racist, and it's sexist, and it's homophobic, and it's intolerant, and it's divisive. And I'm not the one firing anybody. They get the Jews back there. Oh, come on, guys. Wake up. Get over yourselves. Stop pretending that you're so self-righteous and that you're not anti-Semitic, and you're polishing your fingernails on your suit jacket because you're a good person. You're just a coward. You're willfully ignorant. It's worse than being ignorant. You're willfully ignorant because you don't want to open up your mouth and say, you know what, this is what he's saying is right. I don't want to admit it. I don't like to say it. But for what Fritz is saying is right. And you want to know something else? And you know why I spend a lot of time in the Holy Scriptures, and sometimes I think it's to no effect. I spend a lot of time in the Holy Scriptures for my own sake and for your sake. I spend a lot of time talking about what Jesus Christ said, about what Moses said, about what the prophet said, about what Paul said and Peter and James and John. And the church is like, we don't care what Jesus Christ said. We don't want to hear what Jesus Christ said. We have our own religion. Jesus, get out of our way. We will dress you up any way we want to dress you up because we're in charge and you're not. And frankly, Jesus, you're an anti-Semite. You're a Nazi, Jesus. So we're going to airbrush that out of existence. We're going to pretend like you never said that. And you need to thank us, Jesus, because we're saving your reputation. John 8:44, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9, 1 Thessalonians 2:14-16, Matthew 23:30, Matthew 23:15, Genesis 3:15, Matthew chapter 3, Matthew 12:34, and on and on and on and on and on and on and on. If you don't believe Jesus Christ, believe the Jews. And I've referenced this, and I've said it over and over and over. Jews will tell you flat out, the Holy Scriptures are anti-Semitic. They're anti-Judaism. They're anti-Jew. They're anti-Semitic. Matthew through the Revelation. And Matthew through Revelation has its foundations all the way back in Genesis. Genesis 3:15. Hatred between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Who's the seed of the serpent? It's the... I've covered that too many times to give that to you again. Oh, we don't like you, Jesus. You're anti-Semitic. Why should God save America when not even the evangelical church is proud of Jesus Christ? Even the evangelical church is ashamed of Jesus Christ. Ashamed. Won't acknowledge his word. Run away from him. Why should God save America? Even his people, even the church is ashamed of Jesus Christ. Why should God save America? Why in God's name should God save America when even the church is ashamed of what Jesus Christ said? He told you who the enemy was. He told you what the problem is. You say, oh, it's just the devil. It's the devil. You guys are worthless. We're all worthless. We're collectively worthless. We don't have a curse. We can't stand up. We can't stand by the words of Jesus Christ. It's we blame an entity that we cannot attack directly. Oh, our prayers. How do you overcome the evil one? By the word of your testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, and not loving your lives unto death. We're lacking two of the three of those that are in our power, and we refuse to stand up for it. The blood's been provided. The blood has been provided. Where's the word of your testimony? And not loving your lives unto death. It's not there in the evangelical church. It's not there. It's gone. You sit there, you burnish your fingernails on your suit, and you look pretty. Say, I'm not racist, sexist, homophobic, and anti-Semitic like Fritz Berger. Oh, you're worthless. You're worthless. I was amazing earlier today, driving around in the car. You ever feel sorry for yourself? And I'm absolutely convinced. I have not experienced enough pain for God to do what he wants to do in my life. Bring it! I'm just getting started, baby. I'm just getting started. How do you overcome the evil one? They overcame the evil one by the word of their testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, and not loving their lives even unto death. Oh, we just need to pray. Where's prayer? Prayer isn't even in there. Prayer's not even in there. Where's the word of your testimony where you're proud to say what Jesus Christ said and not loving your lives even unto death? The evangelical church is worthless. Just like Mike Johnson, little evangelical. Oh, I'm so glad God raised him up. I'm so glad God raised him up. He's a mirror to the evangelical church to say, church, you're worthless. You're worthless. What have you done? You stand there to look pretty, and you're so proud of yourself. And the first moves you make is to bow down and grovel before the Antichrist. That's here now and ruling now. What is the Antichrist? Those that deny that Jesus is the Messiah of God. And we do more and more and more to help those people and to apologize to them and grovel before them and justify them and tell them how wonderful they are and tell the world how wonderful they are and give them everything they ask for, everything they do, and be careful not to offend them. But we'll offend Jesus Christ and we'll offend his word and we're ashamed of what he literally said out of his mouth. Church, you're worthless. You're worthless, church. I've spent a lot of time trying to explain out of the scriptures just what he said. So we wake up. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't make any difference. Maybe it doesn't make any difference. I don't know. I know I'm not stopping. I don't have I'm in the army. I'm in the army of God. I'm in the army of Jesus Christ. Gives me orders. I say what I'm supposed to say to the best of my ability, as rotten as it may be sometimes. I read the words to you guys the other day, Onward Christian Soldiers. It's gone from the church. The church won't say those words anymore. Won't sing it in church. It's too martial. It's too divisive. It's too angry. It's too warlike. Jesus, church, you're worthless. You've become worthless. Let's talk about race loyalty. Oh, Fritz, you're a racist. We knew you were a racist. You polish your fingernails on your suit, and you think you're so pretty and righteous. And literally, Moses' first public acts were race murders. He's loyal to his race, not loyal to his regime. Not loyal to the God. Oh, you need to submit to the authorities and obey them because they serve God. And you think that's what Moses did? Moses says, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm siding with my race. I'm siding with my blood. Screw these Egyptians. I'm siding with my race. And he did not love his life even unto death. Moses did not love his life even unto death. And he sided with his race. You go back and you read through the prophets. Read any prophet out there. And they're passionate about their race. They're passionate about their race. Oh, they're just being, they're, that's God's people. They love their race. Reading Ezekiel this morning, yesterday. His heart is broken for the destruction of his own race. Broken for the destruction of the race of Israel. Oh, that's Old Testament, Fritz. Hey, there's one story. There's one story. It's the same story from Genesis through the Revelation. It's the same God from Genesis to the Revelation. It's the same truth from Genesis. God didn't change 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ showed up. Church wants to make it so because they hate Jesus Christ. The church hates Jesus Christ. I can't come to any other conclusion. Well, we don't like you, Jesus. You're intolerant. You're divisive. You're anti-Semitic. You're racist. You're homophobic. Evangelical church hates Jesus Christ. And not forget the mainline churches. Go down to D.C., they all got the homosexual flag flying out front. Ichabod, 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 same as ancient Israel, same as ancient Israel. Oh, they had the forms, thereof, they had the prophets, they had the laws of Moses. Yeah, we don't like you. We just really can't stand you. So, you know, we're going to keep doing our little happy dance at church. We're going to hang a Sodomite flag out front, and we're going to tell the world the opposite of what's true in order to get along with the world. Evangelical church is the same way, gone the same way as the Jews. Same way as the Jews. Well, we have to be tolerant and inclusive and forgiving and loving, and we have to love these people that call themselves Jews, but are not. They're not Jews. They're liars, and they're the synagogue of Satan, said Jesus Christ. Oh, Fritz, you can't say that. You sound like a Nazi. I don't care. Maybe the Nazis are right. Oh, you really are in trouble now. I'm already in trouble, dude. You know, people are so afraid of being called dirty names. People are so afraid, especially these I can't stand these Christians. Well, you can't say that. That's a bad witness. You know what's a bad witness? The evangelical church is a bad witness. We're worthless. What good have we done? You got tranny story hour at your local library, and you're saying that you got a Christian worldview? And you got sodomite marriages. And we're cutting up little kids. And we're calling it, we're affirming their sexuality. We're affirming, it's gender-affirming care. I got a question for you. You doctors and nurses, psychologists and teachers that are supporting transgenderism in minors. How is that any different than the rape of a minor child? And let me tell you what you need. Did you go through a court process in order to really have that vetted, to take a 12-year-old girl and chop up her body parts, or a boy and do the same? You don't deserve any better. You don't deserve any better. What are you saying, Fritz? Oh, you know what I'm saying. We'll give you the same justice you gave those 12-year-old girls and 13-year-old girls. We'll give you the same justice. We'll take you down to a clinic and we'll start chopping you up. We'll give you some gender-affirming care. How about that? We're going to give you some gender-affirming care. Well, I'm not consenting to it. Well, neither did a 12-year-old girl doesn't have the capability to assent to cutting her breasts off. So you know what? Right back at you, Mr. Transsexual Doctor. Right back at you. You know, at least the Germans in the 1930s got it right. They went to the Jewish sex clinics, and they burned them to the ground, and they brought all their books promoting sodomy and transgenderism, and they put them in the street and burned the books. Same thing they did to the books of witchcraft in the book of Acts. Well, you can't do that, Fritz. That's intolerant and divisive. And they did that in the book of Acts. They took all those books of witchcraft and they put them in the street and they burned them. Worth 50,000 pieces of silver, they burned them. How much more should the Germans properly take all the books from the Jewish sex clinics and the transgender clinics and the sodomy clinics and put them in the street and burn them? And you see that every day. See, you go to grade school, you go to graduate school, oh, look at these, they call them Nazis. They're German. They're German people. And they properly burned these books promoting evil amongst men and women. Properly did that. Well, you can't say that. We live in a diverse and tolerant country. We have the right to freedom. No, you don't. You don't have the right to freedom of expression in this country. Haven't you woken up? Haven't you woken up yet? Haven't you seen these people go to jail for January 6th? Haven't you seen people fired from their jobs for having an opinion that the mainstream doesn't agree with? Haven't you seen kids kicked out of school? Haven't you seen people beaten and thrown in jail because they open up their mouth and say things that the Jews disapprove of? Oh, Fritz, you can't say that. That's anti-Semitic. The chains that you forged by yourselves. All you got to do is open up your mouth with the word of your testimony and not loving your life even unto death. That's how you overcome the evil one. Well, I think I'll just sit here in my closet and I'm just going to pray. I'm going to cast out some devils. I'm going to pray in tongues. I might even fast for 24 hours. You're worthless. Church, you're worthless. The evidence is the condition of our societies. The proof of your worthlessness is the condition of our societies. And you sit there, Mr. Mike Johnson, Mr. Prototypical Evangelical Christian, and you shine up your fingernails on your suit jacket and you hang out with Satan's little children because you're tolerant and you're diverse and you understand the bigger picture. Fritz Bergen's just getting warmed up. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be around for a long, long time. I hope some of this rubs off on you. Well, I just, you know, you can't talk that way. You're going to get cast out of proper society. Yeah, I know. Guess what? Go read the Gospels, friends. You ever hear to getting kicked out of the synagogue? If you haven't got kicked out of the synagogue, you're not doing your job. What's the synagogue? If you were part of that society 2,000 years ago, you got kicked out of the synagogue, you couldn't bank. You couldn't rent. You couldn't be a renter. You couldn't rent your house out. You get fired from your job. You're excluded from society. But you're too good for that because God would never want you to go through a trial, would he? No. God's plan for you is prosperity and riches and wealth and happy times and that the world would love you. At the end of the day, a lot of these pastors are going to go to hell with Judas Iscariot. It's wake up time. A lot of these pastors are going to go straight to hell with Judas Iscariot and the Pharisees. They've invented another religion. They've invented another religion. They keep Jesus around. Oh, let's keep a cross up and we'll show what great Christians you are. Mike Johnson, you're it. And you're the best of the lot. And you still fall short. Oh, look at me. I'm so pretty. God's raised me up. I have a biblical worldview. Back to war with Russia. All right. So the United States sends the CIA over there, helps the Jewish regime of Zelensky. By the way, I mean, wake up. Democracy? Democracy? Zelensky ran on a platform of peace with Russia. They voted for him. He got into power. First thing he does is suspend the elections and go to war against Russia. There's your democracy for you, America. That's your democracy for you. Oh, you can't say that. Who was Zelensky's sponsors? In Ukraine, it was other Jews. In the United States, it was Jews in the State Department. Victoria Nuland, Blinken. Average American has no interest whatsoever in going to war with Russia. We don't care. We don't even care about Ukraine. I don't care about Ukraine. It's invaded a sovereign country. Overturning a democracy. In the United States, you get this Biden regime that stole the election, even if you don't believe he did, and he invades our country. The Biden regime is invading our country from the southern border. Why? To get rid of the traditional white and Christian Americans. That's why. And they're open about it. He said that. He says he's so proud that America will no longer be a white nation. He said it out of his mouth. Russia. So we sent him attacking missiles, Bradley infantry fighting vehicles, M1 tanks, F-16s. Send them DOD advisors, special forces that are perhaps under the radar. Send them a CIA. Help them target. You think Ukraine's got their own satellites where they can target Russian ships in Crimea? At what point do the Russians say, you know what, the United States is 100% behind this war? I'm sure they already have. And you say, oh, well, but it's not the American people. It's just this cabal of people that runs it. At what point does that cease becoming an excuse? Don't we as an American people have the responsibility to rise up and overturn a government that no longer serves our purposes? That's what the Declaration of Independence says. You ought to read that. They don't have you read that in schools anymore. They'll have you read Karl Marx. They'll have you read about sodomy. They'll have you read about the human rights of black people, but they won't have you read the Declaration of Independence anymore, will they? No, they won't do that. I had to read Lenin and Stalin and Engels, radical feminist authors, Gramsci and Foucault, which I like because it's very subversive. It's subversive to the Enlightenment. It's subversive to the Enlightenment, actually. Undermines the Enlightenment. And places language and rhetoric back at the center of the human mind and human existence. And who is the center of the human mind and human? Jesus Christ is the Word of God. The Word of God. The Word of God. The words, language, word, logos. I know. I got stuff written about that. Don't we have a responsibility, and we do, to overturn a government that no longer is suitable for our own benefit and welfare and purposes? We do. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. Oh, French, you're anti-government. So is the Declaration of Independence. Throw me in jail. Go ahead. Of course, you know, maybe you're with King George III. We're gonna track you down and hang you. That's the Biden regime right now. Oh, these rebel colonists. We're gonna track them down. They're just a bunch of white supremacists. Yeah, I know. Same in 1776. Christian men, European men, said we're not gonna live this way under King George III anymore. No, we're not doing that anymore. Cowardice. Cowardice gets you in hell. You the front of the line for hell. United States is at war with Russia. Is. Yet it tries to dance around the issue. And still it's not enough. Macron, oh, we need French troops there. NATO, oh, we need nuclear missiles in Poland. NATO, it's not big enough. We'll put in Sweden and Finland. We're at war with Russia. Look at the trend lines. Look at the trend line. And we're not stopping. We're not acknowledging our mistakes. We're not saying it was all fake. No, you want to know why? Russia says we're an Orthodox Christian nation. Jews can't have that. And they've said that. They've said it that much. They said we can't have a Christian nation in Russia. So we got to destroy it. It's a jihad. Jamie Raskin, little Jamie Raskin, the Jew. He's one of the guys that signed a letter demanding that I be fired from the State Department. One of 75. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com.